Bill Daley, of course, part of the Board of Governors meetings. Thanks for joining us today. I know that we dragged you away from a significant meeting today. Are they going to be okay without you?
We'll see.
This is going to be a pretty exciting time. We're talking with a couple of people, California teams, Anaheim in particular, and they're pretty excited about this television deal.
I think it's a really exciting time for the Board of Governors and for the owners. And again, we haven't really had a chance to address the board as a group since we made the announcement a week ago in Toronto. So that'll be one of the first orders of business when we convene this afternoon.
Does a meeting like this have a different feel from others in the past because you are essentially presenting them something they've never really seen before? I talking to Anaheim this morning, and they're giddy over the television deal. They say that it's something that you see maybe in the NBA or a major U.S. Contract, and now you get to present NHL owners with one.
Well, I mean, it's certainly the biggest deal in the history of the National Hockey League, and it'll be great for all our franchises, obviously, our Canadian franchises as well as our U.S. franchises. I think it's a testament to the game and the strength of the game. We have some real momentum now as a league, and we're going to continue to, push revenues, and game's never been greater on the ice, and obviously it's popular and in demand off the ice, and that's good for us and for the players.
And how impactful will it be for the fans? We always talk about the business side of it, but what about the fans?
Well, I think we spent a lot of time on this last week in Toronto. I think this deal is the right deal at the right time, particularly for Canadian hockey fans, because they'll have more NHL content available to them via more platforms than ever before. And so it's a very fan-friendly deal, and that's great for us.
Over the course of your time in the National Hockey League and reflecting on prior years, is this as healthy as the league's been?
Probably. I mean, that's a good question. I was thinking back over the summer, and obviously we had some ownership transition during the summer, which made the league stronger. We had a labor fight last year, but we put it behind us and have at least 7 years more of labor peace, hopefully 9 years or longer of labor peace. We have a period of real stability here, stability in our ownership, stability in our labor relationship, I think the future is bright.
So what are you going to do here without any headaches, without any thorny issues?
Well, there are always headaches. There are always things.
We're one of them.
So just speaking to a few reps from Phoenix, they actually believe that this television deal would make them profitable, which I find hard to believe because they stiffed us for the bill right after that.
or stiffed me for the bill.
We stiffed you.
I think I ended up signing for that one.
Is that possible?
We feel it is. The city of Glendale really stepped up for this ownership group. It was a team effort from the start. The community wanted the Coyotes there. The transition in ownership, I think, gives the franchise a real opportunity to be successful long term. It's not going to happen overnight, but I do think they have a period in which they can grow and a base from which to grow, and certainly the television deal should help them.
Will the Governors be given an indication or an estimate of where the salary cap's going to go, and if so, can you give us the number?
I won't disclose to you before I disclose to the board, but yeah, we typically use the December meeting. Look, it's just a projection, but obviously the amount that of increase we'll get from the Canadian rights deal is a fixed number. It gives us a neighborhood. We gave projections to the board back in September. We did project a rather healthy increase in Canadian rights fees. So the numbers won't be too different today, but they'll be a little bit different.
When does that money get into the system from the Canadian rights deal?
Well, our collective bargaining agreement actually provides for us to give a best estimate of what the revenues will be next year in terms of setting the cap
for next year. So the TV deal that goes into effect next year influences the cap next year, or does it take a year to...
No, okay. It
should. By the way, he's asking that question on behalf of PK Subban.
the cap will go up.
You've got the Stadium Series this year, six outdoor games in total when you add in the Heritage
Exhausting.
Classic. Yes, and you've got the back-to-back between L.A. Over to New York. those kind of endeavors. What? So the salary cap is here. You've got the stadium series, the TV deal. What's next? What do you look at as to keep this thing going, snowballing?
Well, I think there's a lot that's next. I mean, the one that everybody speculates about and that we've been working on with the Players Association is what we're going to do in terms of the international calendar and the World Cup of Hockey and the Olympics going forward. And that is, that's something we've been working on, we'll continue to work on, hopefully be in a position to make some announcements at some point in the relatively near term. But we defer a little bit to the Players Association on in terms of making a joint announcement.
Obviously, there's different revenue streams that you guys can tap into, but the one that you always get thrown in your faces is the expansion one. That just seems to be the biggest one that's out there. We know what the standard answer is, but do you feel the pressure from a lot of different places, including the players, that there's so much money still on the table there when it comes to expansion?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a discussion we've had all that often with the Players Association. I mean, I think you alluded to it before. I mean, the period of stability that hopefully we're entering into will provide us an opportunity to look at what's next, right? So, you know, obviously international initiatives are important. Expansion at the right time is a possibility too, and I think that's something Gary's always said. We've always been focused on our 30 franchises and the stability of our 30 franchises, but we're in a position now where knock on wood, I think we're in a pretty stable position. So maybe it's time to look.
How many teams are too many teams though? Because there's
but 32 is the right number for your alignment model.
Well, you have. I mean, look. It's a fair question. I mean, you don't want to overexpand, and certainly you don't want to bring.
People thought 21 was a good number back then.
You certainly don't want to bring on markets that aren't going to work long term, and so you have to be pretty certain that you're expanding to the right places if you go down the expansion road. But Scott said it. I mean, we're somewhat misaligned now with 16 teams in the East and 14 in the West, and that's something we're going to have to address one way or the other over the next little bit of time. You don't expand to fix a realignment issue or an alignment issue, but certainly it's a factor.
Bill Daly's with us, the Deputy Commissioner of the National Hockey League, here on the first hole at Spanish Bay. Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Scott Morrison. We moved inside today because yesterday we were right in line if somebody shanked one off the first tee, which can happen every now and then. We didn't want to take one into the back of the head.
You should tell your viewers how chilly it is here.
Yeah, it's chilly, trust me.
We whined yesterday enough.
Yeah. On ice, any hot button issues? We've been talking about fighting, and it seemed coming out of the manager's meeting back in November around the Hall of Fame that was something that's... they're going to address going forward.
Well, it's always a point of emphasis, obviously, in the media, and it's a point of discussion for the caretakers of the game and the managers. And I expect it'll continue to be a matter of discussion. I don't foresee major changes in that area coming in the near future. But again, this is something you look at every day, and you have unfortunate incidents on the ice from time to time, and it causes you, as it should, to evaluate where the game is and whether you can make the game better or safer for the players.
Will you formally discuss the lawsuit that the former players have filed?
Yeah, we'll give the board again the first opportunity we have to kind of sit with the board since that lawsuit was filed. We haven't been served with the complaint yet, so. Officially, there's not even a time clock in terms of responding to that, but we'll give the board an update on our preliminary analysis of that lawsuit and some of the claims made in it. I would tell you that our view of the lawsuit hasn't changed even after the preliminary review. We're very satisfied that we've taken a responsible approach in this area and to player safety generally. We intend to defend the lawsuit.
Is there any way that you could compare what we just saw in the NFL lawsuit and what you think might look like moving forward? Or is it apples to apples, or is it
No, I think, I mean, obviously a lot of the allegations in this lawsuit parrot a lot of what was said in the NFL, and I think our facts are a lot different. You know, I can't speak for the NFL, but, you know, this is something that we've looked at over time, and we have totally different histories. It's a totally different game. There's totally different records involved. So I think it's tough to suggest a response that's going to be similar to what happened.
Did you see it coming, though? When you watched what happened in the NFL, were you able to go, I think that's probably coming?
Yeah, I think this is something that you would expect normally. I mean, it's something you see in life when a lawsuit results in a certain result. That there are lawsuits that are spurned from that result. So I think this is something we were obviously prepared to defend, something that the board's been prepared for as well. You know, it's a serious matter, and we certainly don't take that lightly, but it's also a serious response that we've had to this issue over time.
Will the stadium series continue annually?
That's the plan currently. You know, I don't know if you'll always see as many games as we planned for this year. As a matter of fact, I suggest you probably won't. It is an aggressive slate of games. But yeah, the intention, hoping all goes well, is that the stadium
has every team in the league said we want one of those. We want to be a part of it. Well, and is the belief now that every team will eventually get an outdoor game?
I think as a league, we'd like that to be the result. Certainly, you don't want to be you don't want to have to rely on a small or relatively small group of teams. You'd like to spread the property around, let everybody participate, all the players participate too, because obviously it's something that the players enjoy doing. You know, I was hearing from the Phoenix ownership last night that they're prepared to host a game in Phoenix. So we'll see. We'll see how LA goes first.
Was there a fear of a saturation factor in all of this?
You always have to be concerned. There are pros and cons to all this, and that's why, you know, I want to reserve kind of judgment as to where we go until how we see how this year goes. I mean, we haven't even played our first outdoor game this year. You know, you're always there's always risks involved. There's risks of inclement weather, and one of these games may not come off as well as the others have.
Why don't we
today
have one on the Monterey Peninsula? Because I'm pretty sure we would need the refrigeration truck here.
I understand, it's in Phoenix, it's around 30 degrees too. So it's this is perfect weather. Let's drop the puck now.
That's 30 Fahrenheit, by the way.
It's interesting. There's some people here that from the ownership side who have never been through the Board of Governors meeting. Are you kind of having to walk through a few people?
Yeah, I haven't focused on that. We typically, when we get new owners, new governors in, the commissioner welcomes them at the start of the meeting. And then what you'll find, not always, but what you'll find is they're typically in an observation mode for a while because they'll see how the meeting goes, who comments on what.
And, be seen, don't talk.
And, you know, probably play it by ear a little bit at the start.
You want to try that? Be seen, don't talk, Kippy?
No, it doesn't work. It's never worked in 16 years. We'll try now.
We have about 1 minute to go with Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, National Hockey League. This is a process where you're going through 24/7 now. That's been a big hit. The outdoor game at the Big House, 30 seconds or less. Looking forward to what's going to happen in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long time coming because obviously we were scheduled to have this game last year, and it didn't happen. So I think, you know, we have a great relationship with the University of Michigan. They stuck by us. They wanted to have this event. The Red Wings and the Leafs have been great, and so we're really excited about it.